Welcome to another episode of Power with Menzi. So some few weeks ago, I was having a conversation with a friend and I was feeling kind of pressured. And so I told that friend that I'm feeling a lot of pressure coming on. Like, you know, I was planning some things for like the weeks coming up and it seemed like it was a lot of pressure. And this friend of mine said to me, the pressure, yeah, it will be bad, but you are badder than bad. And okay, you didn't say badder than bad, he just said the pressure, yeah, it will be bad, but you are badder. And it made me think of this song. I'm focusing the guy that did it. Oh, I'm supposed to know this. But I'm sure most of you know the song anyways. Better Than Bad, that song that says she's phenomenal. I don't want to sing because if I sing, you guys are just gonna laugh. But yeah, so this week I'm here to tell every single one of you that take your obstacles head on and conquer them, no matter how bad they may be or how difficult they may seem, because you are better than bad. Okay guys, because right now I'm feeling better than bad, even though I'm still trying to develop a niche, which I think I'm on the path of developing. Like, I can almost see where I want this podcast to be, and we'll talk about that later. But I want to take this podcast head on and try and give it a bit of structure. So yes, guys. I want there to be segments. I want this thing to have a bit more structure so we can get better. And so there's going to be a word of for the day segment. It could be a French word or an English word, whichever one I find interesting that week. Because I think last 3 weeks or so, Miss Na taught us about protocol, and I felt like very inspired by, like, because like to learn new words every day, because I couldn't believe I've been using that word so wrong from like since I was a child. So, and I know most of you, I got feedback, most of you telling me you were using prodigal wrong as well. So yeah, I want there to be that segment. And also, what other segments would there be? Okay, yeah, so there's also going to be a shout out segment, because there has been so much encouragement from all of you and I love it, and I believe in appreciation. So there's going to be a shout out segment as well, and I'm introducing a segment where y'all can write to me and we can talk about it. I don't know everything and I might not have all the answers to your problems, but hopefully I can say something that would make you feel better or help you see the way forward. And if I have a guest, the guest could probably also shed some light, and it's going to be anonymous, so you don't have to be scared that someone will know your business or anything. And whatever you tell me is in confidence, even my guest will know. And on that note, there's now a Twitter account and I hope you all follow. It's very easy to find because it's the same name, Pal with Menzi. So I hope you all follow the Twitter accounts and let's get interactive, because you all have been asking. And please, you all keep coming into my DMs telling me all these nice stuff and things, but I don't see you all giving me those reviews. So please give me the reviews, give me the stars so that the podcast can keep going higher. Okay. So, sorry I'm doing that noise. I don't know why I keep doing it. I don't even like it myself. But, okay. Since you guys have been so supportive and encouraging, I want to give you guys a gift. And I want to empower you. I feel like you're all empowered already. All Menzimes already have the power. But I want to empower you some more. Most of us are young adults trying to swim in the sea of life. The real world's a jungle. And what's your weapon of choice to conquer? Like, different people describe the world in different ways, the sea of life, you know, so many ways, and it's not easy, but we will make it. As young adults, I'm sure you're all feeling like so pressured to make it in life. I don't know, some people say they want to make it in life by 30. Like, I don't know why there's this mentality, but yes, today we'll get into some of those things. And today I also want to make sure that all enzymes are sharks. I don't know whether the shark is the most, I don't know, the most regal fish in the sea. I don't know, but I'm using shark. I'm calling them sea royalty. That's what I want to portray, that I want y'all to be in the sea of life. I want enzymes to be like the sharks, like the sea royalty, if that's what they are, like the most important fish in the sea. And not Kita Schoolboys. No offense to those who love Kita Schoolboys. I don't know if I love it. I don't remember. But yeah, I've not had it in a long time. Okay, that's not the point. But yeah, I don't know much about fish, so. And I'm still trusting God to direct my path. I don't know much. However, I've read some one or two books. I've had some one or two small girl experiences. And hopefully, I can touch someone's adulthood with these tips. I can only hope, because, you know, we are all learning, but hopefully I can share some more lights with these tips. And I don't know everything, but I want to believe I know something and I can impact those things on my enzymes today. Okay, so let's get right into it. So the first tip I want to give you guys is to avoid unfortunate people and unhappy people. You know, there's some people who like are just unhappy with themselves. I don't know why, but like they just can't be happy with themselves. And do you guys know that you can be unhappy and it won't even be stemming from your own self? You're unhappy because of someone else's unhappiness, because emotions are contagious. You may not know or you may not have realized, but if there's someone around you and the person is feeling some type of way, it affects your mood too. Because imagine you want to have a conversation with someone feeling some type of way and the person is not giving you the time of day. And then so now you also feel some way because like, I want to talk to this person. They're acting some way towards me. Did I do something? Then now you're also unhappy because the person is unhappy. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of us who have what I like to call the savior syndrome. I think I have it. The savior syndrome is like you want to help everyone. Like you just want to help everyone, unless you don't see that there's someone in dire need. But the truth is, you can't help everyone. And I don't know if you guys know, if someone is drowning and you are not really trained to help like that person, like drowning in water, like real life situation, you know how to swim, but you're not like skilled to help that people drown. Like I'm not a lifeguard. When you go and help the person, you can end up drowning as well. Like both of you can drown together. Yeah, so it's not everybody, it's not every situation that you have to go and call someone else, like a proper lifeguard, to come and help the drowning person, because else you might also go and end up drowning because the person doesn't know to stay calm, so you can help them. It takes a certain skill to be able to help a drowning person. So this is the analogy I'm using for this particular tip. Like, for me, it has been very difficult. Like, it has been a very difficult truth for me to accept that I cannot help everybody. But I have to learn it and slowly accept it. Because if you associate yourself with miserable people, you are going to be miserable. And if you associate yourself with happy people, you are going to be happy. So today I choose positivity. I choose to associate myself with people whose energies are good, people whose vibes are on the same frequency as mine, people who are just like injecting good things into me. If you're around people who are unfortunate, every day bad things are happening to them and stuff, and it starts to project on you too. You know they always say work with who you want to become. So if you want to become like maybe a lawyer, you start talking to lawyers and stuff, you know, things like that. Because these energies they move, like they are contagious. You know how people say yawning is going to see someone yawning? It's the same for energies. That's why come they say peer pressure, because the kind of energy, let's just say, you know, they say show me your friend and I'll show you your character. Because energies are contagious. You are taking from each other. And so, you know, be cautious of who you are allowing in your space. because if you have positive energy and encouragement and good vibes, Charlie, you just keep going higher. And so that's the first tip. The second tip I would like to share is always leave your mark. When you go somewhere, when you go anywhere to do anything, when you leave, make them remember you. Like, do something, not something bad, please. Do something impactful, something positive that they can always remember you by, like, oh, this person, when they were here, this is the kind of impact they left in this place. And they'll always be using you as sort of like the standard. Let me use, for example, doing your national service. A lot of people go to go and do their national service in Ghana. Most of you know what national service is. So it's like service to the nation after, like, your university degree. So yeah, when people go in, and it's just for a year, when people go and do their national service, people don't put in efforts because to them it's like it's just national service. First of all, you don't know where you're going to meet the person who is your boss. You don't know when you need a recommendation and they'll be the only ones needed to give it. Like, so many things come into play. So when you're doing, this is just an example I'm giving. So when you're doing your service, leave your mark there and let it be positive. Don't let them say this person, when they came here, they were lazy, they were this. Leave your mark that this person, when they came here and they were leaving, we really didn't want them to go because they did so well here and blah, blah, blah. And you don't know, like, in the next 10 years, right? Sometimes when you leave your mark somewhere, right, you think you might not even see the benefits, like, there and there. It can be, like, a long-term benefit. And those benefits come, like, in great sizes because a lot of things in this world is, like, connections, networking, and all that. And so once everywhere you are going, you are leaving a positive impact. You are leaving your mark. You are leaving your sign that Menzi was here some, and she was here for a good reason. She did great things here. And that's the world. Right now, the world is even a global village. Like, you just never know. It's such a small world. And you don't want to be leaving bad traits. Like, you don't want to be leaving bad breadcrumbs on your path. You want to be leaving good things that, like, when people see you, they can associate you with those good things. And they can want you to, you know, also come and impact with them. Then that's where you grow in business. You grow in your career. You grow in everything you want to do. Also, so now we're on, like, another tip is, try to be honest. Sometimes honesty can be difficult, but I go by this mantra. Like, personally, I tell myself, I'd rather say the truth and let it get me into trouble than lie, and then later everyone will find out that I'm a liar. Because I never want to be associated with the word liar. Because for me, my word is my bond. Sometimes you have nothing. You just have your words. And if your words mean nothing to anybody, you literally mean nothing as well, because you say everything and no one would take it for nothing. So you need to make sure that when you are speaking a lot of times, most of the time, all the time, in fact, you are speaking truth. You are speaking truth. Every time people go and verify your words, they are truth. If you say you do this, you do it. If you say you won't, you don't. You know, I mean, sometimes you can change your mind and stuff, but I'm trying to say that, be honest. That way, when you say something, everybody will say that once it's coming from Menzi, I know it's the truth because she doesn't lie, because her word is her bond. Because it's very difficult for people to use your words to, you know, do something, like use your words, stand by someone's words, or be able to stand so strong for someone saying that the word is this person's word means something. Because a lot of us, especially millennials, like young adults, we say things we don't mean. We just throw words about. But today I want every man's time to be strong. Like, let your yes be your yes, let your no be your no. Don't say things you don't mean. And when something happens, no matter how bad it seems, just speak the truth and let it even get you into trouble. By then everybody knows that once you open your mouth, it is truth that is coming out. So In case of anything, that truth will set you free. It's in the Bible. The truth will always set you free. So, men, please and please, always be truthful. Also, this is very, like, tricky. This tip is very tricky. When you're asking someone for help, don't appeal to the person's, I don't know how to put... Let me put it this way instead. when you're going to ask someone for help and that person has helped you, you've helped that person before, don't remind the person. Don't say, oh, help me because I helped you do this that time. Don't do that. Human beings are unappreciative beings. You should know that by now. I'm sure by now, lots of people have disappointed you and all that. Shocking, but not shocking. But yeah, so human beings are unappreciative people. So when you're going to ask someone for help, don't appeal to their conscience of, I've helped you before, so help me back. No. Instead, when you're asking someone for help, appeal to the person's self-interest, never to their mercy or their gratitude. You know, don't go and tell them to help you because they are supposed to be appreciating you or be showing you gratitude. No. Don't remind them of your good deeds at all. They might ignore it. Instead, let them know how they'll benefit from what you are asking them to do. You get, because human beings like reward. We are unappreciative beings, but we like reward. So when you're going to ask someone for help, show them, when you help me, this is what you get out of it. Don't say, help me because I helped you. No. Don't appeal to their gratitude. Appeal to their self-interest, because human beings respond to that. And then that person will do it enthusiastically because they want to, you know, they want to benefit. Everybody wants to benefit from something. So that's what this tip is about. Like, don't say, because last week I did this for you, and or last year I did this for you, or when you had nothing I gave you something. It might shock you, but don't let it shock you. Don't do it, because human beings, a lot of times, they are unappreciative. But if you say, if you help me do this thing, maybe this is what you get from me, this is your profit, or this is what you get from me, this is where it will take you, then yes, they'll be happy to help you because they'll get something from it. So take notes. Now, this is like a topic, like a tip, not a topic, sorry, a tip that is like very important to me. And I hope one day I'll talk about this like full on topic. It's branding. Guys, let me tell you something. As a menzyme, put it in your head that we are all selling something. You are selling yourself to the world, to the next person, anybody. Like, we are all selling something. Nobody is here, like in this world, who is just there. Even if it's unconscious, you are selling a brand. If you're a quiet person, everybody would associate you with quietness. If you're a talkative like me, we also associate you with talkativeness. Like, because, I don't know if that's a word, but yeah, I've said it. Because branding is very important. The way you carry yourself tells a lot. For me, I'm going to just say, I don't want to go so deep into branding, because if you allow me, I'll say a lot. So I'll just say, the way you carry yourself would tell people two things about you. It will determine two things. It will tell people a lot about you. That's one. And this may also determine how people treat you, right? And I want to talk more about the how people treat you part. If you have, if you carry yourself about with respect, people will treat you with respect. If you carry yourself about with disrespect, you get that. So it's more or less like garbage in, garbage out. But one thing is, when people, before you open your mouth to speak, the first thing people see is your appearance. So always try to look good. You don't need a lot of money to look good. That's the mistake a lot of people make. They feel like they need so much money to look good. No, you don't. Just look smart, look neat, look, you know, look intelligent, look regal. However you want people to see you, look it, and they'll treat you that way. Because if you don't brand yourself well, and you brand yourself in such a way that you are, people see you as a nobody, cheap, disrespectful, I don't know, that's how they'll treat you. Because after all, you don't hold anything. Your brand is not anything to write home about. You know, there are products that have like different brands. And then let me even use iPhone for example. Every time on Twitter, people steal and stuff, you see them bashing Samsung users. Samsung has like a great brand, and it has like people following it and doing well and loving their brand and everything. But it's like iPhone's branding is on another level, and those who use iPhone think they are on another level because they use an iPhone. That is what branding, that's the power of branding. Branding is so important. And I don't want any men's I'm walking around feeling like me, I'm an I don't care person. And so you go around without your hair combed and all that. Please, no matter how I don't care you are, care. Because no matter how I don't care you are, you have an aim in life. You should have an aim in life if you don't. And you want to make sure that you are selling the right brand. You are making sure that when people see you, they can associate you with something, and that something can help you move on to the next step of life where you want to go. You feel me, guys? I'm sure you do. Also, I've already said this, but I'm going to repeat it. You have to respect yourself and make sure that you are inspiring the same sentiments in others. Because when you respect yourself, some people respect themselves, but people still don't respect them because of probably how they look and blah, blah, blah. So make sure that whilst you are respecting yourself, speaking the way you're supposed to speak, doing what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do, you know how when you're respecting yourself, you behave. You are inspiring that same sentiment in others, right? Yeah, so that's for branding. And one thing about branding is it gives you a lot of favor. Like sometimes you go somewhere and people will be calling you madam and things because of how you look. Like they want to give you preferential treatment because you look important. If you didn't look important, like if you go there looking like a beggar or something, it's unfortunate that people don't respect beggars. But if you go there looking like that, they won't respect you and they'll treat you like one. So when you want to go somewhere, like if you want to be treated like a royal, when you are going somewhere, carry yourself about like a queen, like a king. When you open your mouth, let them hear that, yeah, this person knows what they're about. They have some regalness around them. Then, yeah, the people will just be giving you, when you go somewhere, they want to open the door for you. But you don't even have anything, though. But your brand is putting you on the next level, right? Okay. So, this tip is also very important. It's do not rush in life. Like, it's very paramount. Especially for us at this age. At this age, it's very critical. We are all, like, on edge, sort of. Like, hey, will I make it? What, like, I want to make it by this age. I want to do this by this age. And you don't even know if, you get there. But I'm here to tell you, that's a main sign. You definitely get there, but don't rush. You normally hear, if you rush, you will crash. And, I mean, one thing about timing, this rushing thing is all about timing. One thing about timing is it's relative to everybody. At in this particular time, maybe two people want to do the same thing, but at a particular point in time, it's good for one person to do it and it's bad for the other person to do it. You get. So the thing is, timing is very important, and if you miss your timing, you will lose out, period. If you miss the timing that you're supposed to do something, you would definitely you most likely would lose out. Like the way they say opportunity comes back once. You never know. And the funny thing is, you don't determine the time. The time determines you, and it's up to you to detect it. I don't know if that made sense. Let me explain. You know, some people never realize their dreams, and it's because they miss their timeline. It's like, maybe I need to give you guys like examples. Okay, let me see. I really want people to understand this timing thing because it's very critical. If, for example, let me go back to the National Service analogy. You're done with your service and maybe your first degree is not your dream. You have like a dream that is outside your first degree and you want to, pursue another degree. But now here you are, and you're in your family, your parents have been taking care of you, you are the oldest, and right now you need to work to also start supporting yourself because your parents have done the most and you also have like siblings behind you who they are still taking care of. So right now you feel like you need to support home, and you tell yourself, okay, instead of going to do my degree, I'm going to start working so I can support home. And then you start working. A year comes. You've saved a little money. Instead of, and then you can start school. instead of you to start school, you're like, oh, let me use this money to do something else and then, you know, go and pursue that dream later. Before you realize it's been 20 years and you never pursued your dream, you missed your timing. You get. So it's very important. It's unfortunate I can't tell you how to know the right time, because like I've already said, timing is very relative. You have to be wise enough to know this is the moment I've been waiting for. Like when that moment come, you see it, like you should be able to detect, you should be able to feel it, that nah guys, I think this is the time for me to move, this is the time for me to do this thing. You get. And one secret I can also give is, do not procrastinate, because procrastination is what will make you lose your time. I was talking to a friend and he was telling me that like our system also kills dreams, like the Ghanaian system kills dreams, because like there are no proper jobs, there are no this, there are no that. So once you enter a job and there's a little bit of security, you feel like, no, if I go and pursue my dreams, if I don't take care, I'd rather mess up my life, so let me just stay in this secure job or something. And you'll be like, maybe next year I'll do this dream, next year, before you realize, like I said, 20 years has passed you by. So one thing I can say is, do not procrastinate. If you, there's at a point in time you want to do something and you have the means to do it, move. Don't say, I have the means, I want to do it, but you, I'll do it next year. No, next year forwards, do it now, because you never know what will happen even in the next second. So just move. Procrastination might make you miss your timeline, and you have to be very observant and realize the trends that will give you the power to do what you want to do. Don't be scared to make mistakes, or else you might miss your time. Don't say, hey, I'm scared, if I start this business it might not fly. What if you start and it flies? And if you fail and you get another opportunity, don't procrastinate. Just do it. In fact, this is our new motto, like Nike. Just do it. Okay? Anyway, so yeah, that's about timing. And personally, I don't tolerate nonsense. Like, if it doesn't make sense, you are wasting my time and stuff, I wouldn't tolerate it. Like, I'll just say shift. Shift and let me sit down, because, Charlie, time no day. So don't tolerate nonsense. Try to be like very principled. Like if you're living life without principles, it's a bit iffy for me. Like, how? Like you have to, like in this world, we are all living by law. We don't just get up and do anything. Even in your home, like the home is the smallest unit. Even in your home, there are rules and regulations. You bab. So as an individual, which is like a smaller unit of the home, you are the first point of contact to yourself. You have to have something you are living by, your principles. I don't know what it should be. It could be anything, because you are you and you know what you want to be. If your principle is this, if even people think it's bad, you should have something you are living by. You can't just get up and just be walking about aimless, nothing to live by. Wherever the wind blows you, then you are going, because you can go. Like, I don't understand. You have to live by some principles. So don't tolerate things that are out, like outside your principles. But I mean, be open-minded in the sense that learn new things, read more, listen to other people's opinions, learn from them and stuff. That way you can better your principles, you can better yourself, you know, and all that. And also, every decision we make right now as young adults, as millennials, is like, it's going to be a domino effect. The decision you are making today would affect the next, it will affect the next. Like, you know how dominoes will just fall, bah, 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 bah. That's how your decisions will be acting. So when you're making a decision, in as much as it might be difficult for you to, we don't know, we don't predict futures, we don't have that power, but you can project and say, oh okay, if I take this decision, this is how it may affect me. You know, give yourself scenarios around the decision you are taking. One or two scenarios, and see how it will fit in your plans. And then if it's a go, it's a go. If it's a halt, it's a halt. You feel me? But make sure that when you're making decisions, you're being very analytical about it, because it will affect your next step, and it also affects your next decision, right? And another important thing I want to say is, always bet on yourself. Don't rely on others to
don't rely on others for your happiness. Don't rely on them for your success. Don't rely on anybody for anything. Bet on yourself. No man is an island. Don't get me wrong. No man is an island. But always make sure that you are telling yourself that me, Menzi, I'm going to make it. Because I believe in myself. And I don't look down on myself. Don't let the opinions of other people be a reflection of who you are. Only your opinion of who you are matters. Because you have got your own power. It's in you. It's not in anybody. It's in you. You've got your own power. Right, guys? You've got your own power. So, I beg. Don't, like, you know, and you know how, you know, it's very, very, like, somewhere that your happiness especially is on, like, you have put your happiness on someone else. Your happiness depends on someone else. If that person messes up small, then you are unhappy for a long time. That's one side. Also, if you are putting your success on somebody, if the person disappoints you, then you see yourself as a failure. No, but if your happiness comes from within you, if you believe that your success is in your own hands and everything, what other people do does not affect you that much. You just know your focus, you know your goal, you know where you are headed, you know what you want in life, you know how happy you want to be, you know how successful you want to be, and you know it's all in your hands, it's all your power. People might help you along the way and all that, but nobody's opinion is a reflection of who you are, period. And that's on God. Okay, so we've come to the end of the tipping. I'm sure I'll find more tips to share with you as we go. But right now, we are at the word part of this segment. So, last week, I was having a conversation with someone, and the person said, happenstance. And in my head, I thought that's a jargon. Like happenstance, I've never heard that word before, and it just sounds like happen, the word happen, and then chances, you know, that's how it sounded. And so I'm like, oh, you formed your own word, sweet. And he's like, no, it's not my own word, it's actually a word. So I opened my dictionary and it's a word. So guys, today's word is happenstance. I don't know if anybody knows it, but I didn't know it, so I'm sharing it with you guys because I hardly hear this word. And it means a circumstance, especially that is due to chance. So that's what happenstance means. It literally means the way it sounds. A circumstance, especially due to chance. So guys, today the word is happenstance. And then there's a synonym. The synonym is happen chance. So this is stance, and then the synonym is happen chance. So I hope you heard a new word today, and then the history of it is happen plus circumstance. So it was literally a jargon that became a word, in my opinion. But yeah, I love it, happenstance. So I hope it sticks in your head and you use it. Now to the shout out part of this episode. Today I'm shouting out 5 people, and the first person I want to shout out is Septia. Today I'm shouting you out because you deserve. Since I started this podcast, you've been listening from day one. You're always in my DMs. Have you dropped the podcast? When is it coming? I really love your podcast. And you're always posting your status. So Septia, Mene, Inke, Oyuraladon, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And of course, Miss Na, which you guys know. You know her. I'm shouting her out because, you know, I'm shouting her out. She knows, you guys know, she has been on this podcast, and she has we've had some laughs from her. We've also had some education from her, so that's great. The third person I'm shouting out is Gregory. Thank you so much for the support, the encouragement, everything. Like, you know what you do. So guys, I'm shouting out Gregory today. And of course, I will not leave out Denise. I'm shouting you out today. Thank you for the support with the podcast. She was actually the first person to ever listen to the first podcast. So she was the first person to listen to the first podcast because I needed someone to say, it sounds good, it's great, give it a go. And she didn't even finish listening, and this girl was like, post it, it's good, I love it. And she gave me so much encouragement and vim. So Denise, thank you so much.
I'm about to mention your name, but I won't. Okay. So, and then the last person is Kwesi. So, actually, on this, I didn't tell him about the podcast in time, but as soon as I told him, he binge listened to all the episodes like that, just like that. He just listened to everything. So, today, I'm shouting him out. And then, for this episode, he also gave me some tips and some advice and everything. So, like, guys, these are my shout-outs for today. And don't worry, if you didn't hear your name and you believe you've been good to this podcast, don't worry, your name is coming. Just keep being religious because your name would definitely drop. This has been Power with Menzi. I hope you all learned something. I hope you all loved it. And I can't wait to give you next week's episode. It's going to be fantastic. And I hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to give me them stars. Don't forget to follow the Twitter account, which is Power with Menzi. And also, don't forget to give me reviews on whichever app you are using. Thank you so much, guys. Love you. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend that Power with Menzi is banging. Bye, guys.